Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Amy Nicholson, Charles Solomon, and Justin Chang. First up this week, the combination live-action and animated Paddington 2. Paul King, the director and co-screenwriter, Amy.
This sequel is wonderful. I mean, the Paddington franchise is just instant childhood classic. It is fantastic. And here we pick up back where Paddington, who we all know is a bear immigrant from deepest, darkest Peru, goes through kind of an immigrant story where he's unjustly framed for a crime he didn't do, considered guilty by people in the neighborhood who think a bear must be wrong. And it's basically tiny politics for children, but yet so likable and so well-hearted. I was just beaming throughout the whole film.
What'd you think, Justin?
Absolutely delightful. And despite that timeliness, it's also old-fashioned in the best sense, just exquisitely directed, a beautifully worked out comic structure. It's absolutely a treat.
Charles?
I'm afraid I'm the Grinch here. It did not do much for me. It felt like pieces of other films stitched together and not that expertly, but I'm outnumbered.
Paddington 2 in wide release rated PG. The Commuter, action drama starring Liam Neeson, and it's rated PG-13. Justin?
You know, if you like seeing Liam Neeson in a wrong man scenario where he has to get physically violent with people on a moving vehicle, this is a serviceable vehicle for that, I suppose. It's preposterous, and it goes on too long.
Yeah, this might be the worst of the four Liam Neeson on a moving vehicle. The franchise, its unofficial franchise that exists as its own. There's really no reason to see it that I can think of.
The Commuter, rated PG-13, In Between, a film set in Tel Aviv featuring three Palestinian women living in an apartment in that city. It's written and directed by Maysalun Hamoud. What'd you think, Amy?
This is just wonderful. You know, it's a story that feels very much about females and friendship, about the small challenges that they face when they're apart and that what they do to lift each other up when they're together. It feels real. It doesn't feel at all like a overblown Sex and the City friendship movie. This feels like how it is, and I thought it was just marvelous.
It's really nicely grounded, and you don't see lives like this that often. I would say go see it even if it weren't as well done as it is.
In Between's unrated. It's at Lemley's Fine Arts Theater, Beverly Hills. And Paul Thomas Anderson's movie Phantom Thread, which a very limited release before year's end, is going wider this week. Better chance for you to see the movie, starring Daniel Day-Lewis and Vicky Krieps. Justin?
See this film. It was shot on film, so see it in a theater. I think it's a masterpiece. Brilliant performances by Daniel Day-Lewis, Vicky Krieps, and Leslie Manville in a kind of very dark comedy about marriage in 1950s London.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic, and you'll never butter bread the same way.
Phantom Thread is rated R. It's still in selected theaters, but many more screens throughout Southern California. For our critics, Charles Solomon, Justin Chang, and Amy Nicholson, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a wonderful weekend from all of us at Film Week.